65.
The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky.
Upon my toes, I leap and pirouette. Since I discovered Lucky Strike, the happy cigarette.
Stop fiddling, folks, when buying smokes. Join in the swing to pleasure. These Luckies are a richer blend with mildness for good measure.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go Lucky Strike. Be happy, go Lucky Strike today.
Enjoy your cigarette. Enjoy truly fine tobacco that combines both perfect mildness and rich taste in one great cigarette, Lucky Strike. For only fine tobacco gives you both perfect mildness and rich taste. And LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So friends, be happy, go lucky. Try a carton of Lucky Strike.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky.
Program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week Jack Benny boarded a plane and flew to England, where he appeared in a command performance for the royal family. Tonight, our little star is celebrating a triumphant return. And here he is, Jack Benny.
Phil, I'm waiting.
But Jackson,
Don't me. Just do as I told you.
Oh, Jack, stop being silly.
I'm not being silly. After all, I just returned from England. I have a perfect right to expect appropriate music for my entrance. Now, go ahead, Phil.
Well, all right. Okay, fellas, pop and Saratan.
Phil, that's pomp and circumstance. Saratan.
My boys play it backwards.
That I can believe, and I can't understand you kids. Every time I'm invited to do something special, you always...
Oh, Jack, we know it's an honor to appear before the King and Queen of England, but you weren't the only actor there.
Well, true, Mary, true. There were other talented people there, but I happen to be the only one who was knighted.
Knighted?
Yes, Don, I was the only... Oh, Don, you don't have to curtsy.
I'm not curtsying.
You're not?
No. After I eat, my stomach always droops a little.
Oh.
Jack, why didn't you tell us that while you were in England, you were knighted?
Well, knighted, huh? Why didn't you tell us, Jackson, or is it Sir Galahad, Benny?
Phil, there's nothing more disgusting than a voice that's vitriolic on a breath that's alcoholic. Hey, that was pretty good. That was pretty good, wasn't it, Mary?
Yes, Millard.
Now stop.
But, Jack, you did say you were knighted.
Well, I was, and as far as I'm concerned, it's a great honor.
Oh, it is, Jack, and the ceremony is very thrilling. I once saw them knight someone in a movie. They placed the sword on his shoulder, then raised the sword over his head, and then placed it on the other shoulder.
What? What did you say, Mary?
I said they placed the sword on one shoulder, raised it over his head, and then placed the blade on his other shoulder.
Yeah, that's funny. The fellow who knighted me tried to go straight across.
Straight across? Jack, who did it?
I don't know. He came up from behind. I was playing my violin at the time. What a clumsy guy. He cut my A string in three places. But I'm certainly glad I went, even though it was only for a single performance. I'll never forget it as long as I live. What a thrill.
Hey, Dad, aren't you making a little too much fuss over a one-night stand?
What?
Me and my boys used to play one-night stands all over the country. It's nothing.
Phil, if any of your boys were able to stand for one night, it's something. Believe me.
Now, wait a minute, Jackson. You can stop picking on my boys. It makes them feel bad.
Well, I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't mean to hurt their feelings. I didn't know that a group of men wearing overalls, blowing into empty jugs, and turning the music with their bare feet could be sensitive. And the way they're huddled together, you'd think they were calling signals for a jailbreak.
Jack.
Don't stop him, Liv. Two more jokes and he'll burn himself out.
Phil, I was going to agree with Jack. Just look at the boys in your band. Their clothes look awful.
I know, but on what Jackson pays them, they can't afford no Adrian. They get their clothes made by a guy named Herman.
Herman?
He may not be too much on style, but he's the fastest man I ever saw with a needle.
All right, so he's fast. What good is that?
What good is that? He's the only man in the world who can sew up a rip in a pool table without stopping the game.
What?
I won my last tournament by banking one off his elbow.
Well, that's the silliest thing that I... Excuse me, Mr. Harris. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
Mr. Benny, I read in the paper that you just returned from a trip to London.
Yes, yes. In fact, I flew in Friday morning.
Well, as the plane circled Los Angeles, did you stick your head out the window?
Why, yes. Yes, I did.
Then this must be yours.
Thank you. Hey, wait a minute. How come all these holes are in it?
I shot it down. I thought it was a duck.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome.
I guess I can comb it so the holes won't show. Now, kid...
Wait a minute, Jack.
Huh?
Where do you come off saying that you stuck your head out of the window of an aeroplane?
Why?
In the first place, you can't even open a window on an aeroplane.
Mary, Lucky Strike pays me $10,000 a week to be funny, not technical. I hope that'll satisfy your natural prying tendencies. Now, kids, come in. Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Boy, it's sure good to see you again. Welcome home.
Oh, you miss me, huh?
Yeah. How are things in Palm Springs?
Palm Springs? Dennis, what makes you think I was in Palm Springs?
I saw a picture of him in the paper shaking hands with the King of England.
Dennis, how...
Mary, please, let me take this. Dennis, you say you saw a picture of me shaking hands with the King of England.
Uh-huh.
Well, then what in the world makes you think the King of England was in Palm Springs?
Why not? He can afford it.
That kid drives me nuts. How I stay 39, I'll never know. Mary, you can have him now.
Well, I don't know what to say to him.
Ask him anything. Ask him why he was late, like it says on page 7.
Okay. Dennis, why were you late for the broadcast?
My answer won't make sense.
Why not?
I'm on page 5.
Now cut that out. And put down that portable radio. I don't care if you do like Tallulah Bankhead. Now, kids, let's get on with
Mr.
the...
Mr. Benny.
What now?
Did you hear the joke I told on my program last night?
Which one?
Well, a fella says to me, Dennis, do you know how they fill those tubes with toothpaste? And I said, yeah. First they put the cap on the top, and then they open up the bottom and inject 3¼ ounces of toothpaste into the tube for the small size, or 5 ounces for the large size. And then they clamp the bottom together and seal it with a hydraulic press.
Dennis... Where's the laugh in that?
Colgate pays me $5,000 a week to be technical, not funny.
Dennis. Dennis, come here a minute.
What?
Did you ever hear the story of William Tell?
No.
Good, good. Now close your eyes and put this apple on your head.
Like this?
Yes. Now don't move. Hold still, Dennis. Oh, darn it. I hit the apple. Oh, well, let's get on with the show. Dennis, sit down while I introduce our guest star.
Yes, sir.
Thanks very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce a young lady who was not only the guest star on my opening television show, but who also appeared at the Command Performance in London. And here she is, Dinah Shore. Well, Dinah, you certainly look rested after our long plane trip.
Thanks, Jack. And you look much better, too, now that you got it back.
Yes, some duck hunter shot it down. Dinah, you know everybody.
Oh, sure. Hiya, kid.
Hello, Dinah.
Gee, Dinah, that's a beautiful dress you're wearing.
Oh, thanks, Mary. I bought it while I was overseas. I visited Paris for a couple of days.
Well, it certainly looks smart. What shop did you get it at?
Le Main Boucher Frères en Rue de la Paix.
Oh.
Where'd you get that dress you're wearing?
La Eastern Columbia, Broadway at No.
Oui.
But, Dinah, I just can't get over how smart your dress looks.
Thank you, Mary.
The way the skirt flares around your knees, the way it fits around your hips and clings to your waist, and how snug it is.
Come on, girls, look at it. Break it up.
No. This is exciting.
How exciting it is. Dinah isn't here to talk about fashion. As a matter of fact...
Excuse me, Jack, but I think there's a draft in here. Would you mind closing the door?
A draft?
Yes, there's a chill wind coming in from the northeast.
Dinah, how can you tell the wind is from the northeast?
By the weather vane on Dennis's head.
Dennis, take that arrow off your head. You see, that was a game that Dennis and I were playing.
Fine game. A man can get killed.
Yes. Now, Dinah, I'm sure everybody would like to hear you sing, so how about doing a number?
Okay, Jack. Dennis and I rehearsed a song that I recorded in the album with the original cast from Irving Berlin's show Call Me Madam.
You and Dennis rehearsed it?
Uh-huh.
What's the name of it?
Well, the title is You're Just in Love, and Dennis takes the first chorus.
Well, good. Let's hear it.
Smell blossoms and the trees of air.
Your heart goes
was wonderful. Simply wonderful.
Thank you, Jack.
I was pretty good, too.
Yes, yes, Dennis. Of course you were.
Well, then why didn't you compliment both of us?
Well, because Dinah's our guest and you sing here every week. Does that explain it?
Trouble with you is you don't understand me.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Now, go sit down.
Thank you.
Now, Dinah.
Yes, Jack.
I'm awfully glad you're on the show today because we're going to do a very... Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Oh, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
Rochester, what did you call for?
Well, this afternoon, a little kitten came to the door. It looked hungry, so I gave it some milk, and now it doesn't want to leave. Is it all right if we keep it?
Rochester, I'm in the middle of a program. Do you have to call me for that? What do we need for a cat for, anyway?
Well, we could keep it to catch mice.
Now, don't be silly, Rochester. There are no mice in Beverly Hills.
I know, but we may get some tourists from Encino.
Well, look, what kind of a cat is this? Is it a Persian?
I think it's part Persian.
What's the other part? Angora?
A little of that.
Siamese?
Some.
Well, Rochester, is it male or female?
Boss, you pay me $25 a week to be a butler, not to be technical.
Well, look, Rochester, I don't think that we should... Rochester, did that kitten jump up on the piano keys? Rochester! Rochester, who's that playing Love and Bloom?
The cat, you left the music on the piano!
What?
Shall I throw him out?
No, maybe Phil can use him. He's better than Bagby. See you later, Rochester. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, kitty, play my melancholy baby.
I'm sorry we were interrupted, Dinah. You see, Mary, where's Dinah? Don, where's Mary?
While you were talking on the phone, they stepped out in the hall.
Oh, for heaven's sake, we got to do a program here. Don, go get them.
Dennis, go out in the hall and
Don,
get them.
Don, if I wanted Dennis to go, I would have asked him myself. I asked you. Now go get them.
But, Jack, I'm not a...
Don, go get the girls.
Oh, all right. Can't understand it. Supposed to be a dignified announcer, and he uses me for a big fat errand boy. I wasn't hired to do this. Supposed to tell the people about Lucky Strikes. Or they're made of that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco. That's what the sponsor wants me to do. Even gives me a free rein. I can throw in LSMFT anytime I want to. Now, I'm not even in the mood to sing, be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky strike. Oodly, poop, 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 beep. Gee, that song is amazing. Now, I'm not mad anymore. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Don, what are you so happy about?
I just had a fight with Jack.
What?
I'll tell you about it later. Jack sent me out here to get you and Dinah.
Well, we'll be there in a minute. Don is telling me some of the things Jack did in London.
Oh, do you mind if I stay? It's probably funnier than the program.
No, you can stay, Don. Well, Dinah, mm-hmm. With all the things you say Jack did, I can't understand how he had time to buy that nightgown he brought back for me.
Oh, well, I can tell you all about that, Mary. I was with him when he bought it.
You were?
Oh, yes, it was the morning before we did the command performance. We didn't start out to go shopping. As a matter of fact, we were riding in a cab, seeing the sights of London.
Gee, I'm glad we found time to go sightseeing, Dinah.
Me too, Jack. London's such an interesting city.
And on your right, you'll see the famous Tower of London.
Gosh, driver, that must be old.
Oh, it is, lady, over 800 years. And for the most of that time, the crown jewels of England have been kept there. These jewels belong to the most famous collection in the world. Consists of rubies, pearls, sapphires, and diamonds, and it is absolutely priceless.
Gee.
Also, many ancient members of royalty have been executed there.
What a wonderful place to die.
Jack, would you like to go to Buckingham Palace and see the changing of the guard?
Changing of the guard? I don't think so.
Oh, it's really worthwhile, Governor. You haven't anything like it in America.
Oh, I don't know. Have you ever seen Notre Dame using the two-platoon system?
Say, Jack, we may hurt the driver's feelings if we don't go to Buckingham Palace. You know, these Englishmen are so steeped in tradition.
Oh, Dinah, that's greatly exaggerated.
No, Jack, they always follow their customs. For instance, they always stop at 4 p.m. for tea.
Oh, Dinah, what a tourist you are. Americans always believe that the English stop everything for tea. But it isn't true. Say, maybe we can go and see... Oh, there goes Big Ben. Two. Three.
Lemon or cream, Governor?
Never mind, driver. The tourist and I will get off here.
All right, though. Come on, Dinah.
Just a minute, Jack. He's giving me my change.
Oh. Well, come on, Dinah. We'll walk back to the hotel. The exercise will do us good.
Okay.
Say, Dinah, I think the Savoy Hotel is down this way.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get to the Strand first.
Here you all. Get the evening piper. Get the evening piper here. Piper, mister?
What's a piper?
A paper.
Oh.
Piper, get your piper here.
Would you like one, Jack?
No, I read the piper last night.
Well, I think I'll get one. Boy, I'll take one.
Here you are, miss.
Thank you. Keep the change.
Dinah, do you think that...
Jack, look, they have a story about our show tonight.
Where?
Right here. Look, it says Jack Benny to play violin at command performance. God save the king.
And they, look, they have a comic strip here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Tracy. Now, look. Oh, look, here's a big ad for Universal's new picture. James Stewart in RV.
Yeah.
Come on, Dinah, we better hurry back to the hotel. It's starting to get foggy.
Okay. Oh, Jack, look at this cute little gift shop. I'd like to get a few presents for some friends at home.
I'll go in with you. Maybe I'll see something to take back to Mary.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
We'd like to buy some gifts. Do you mind if we browse around?
Not at all. We have a full line of perfume, silks, jewelry, and curios. If you want me, just call.
Well, thank you.
Jack, look here at the perfume counter.
Why, what is it?
The English are so much more conservative than we are. Look at the names of the perfumes.
What about it?
Well, in America, the perfumes have names like Desire, Night of Bliss, and Surrender.
Uh-huh.
Well, over here, they call Raleigh, old boy, Tut Tut. And it isn't cricket, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a bottle of my favorite perfume. I'm going to take two of them.
I think I'll take this one here for Mary, too. Oh, clerk.
Yes, sir?
How much is this bottle of perfume?
£15, 4 shillings.
£15, 4 shillings? Isn't that rather expensive?
Not if you smell it slowly.
Well, I don't know.
Say, Jack, maybe Mary would like a silk nightgown.
Hey, that's an idea.
We have a wonderful assortment of silk nightgowns. Our silks are considered the finest in England. Now, here's a beautiful gown that's only £11.
£11? That's around $33. No, I'm afraid that's a little too high.
Well, here's a rather nice one for £6.
Hmm. No, that's still too high, I think.
Well, if you think £6 is too much, we have this one here for £2.
Well, that's still a little more than I want to pay for a nightgown.
May I suggest that you get a pair of friendly silkworms and make your own?
Look, clerk, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you £1, 5 shillings for this nightgown.
I'm sorry, but I can't do that, Mr. Benny.
Well, Oh, wait a minute. You called me Mr. Benny. You must have waited on me before.
No, sir, I've never seen you before in my life.
Well, then, how did you know I was Jack Benny?
I read that you were in England, and I took a wild guess.
Jack, why don't you take that nightgown? It's really worth the £2.
Well, let me see. Gee, I don't know.
I beg your pardon, sir. Either you buy it or you don't, but stop trying it on.
Well, all right, wrap it up, clerk.
Here's one already gift-wrapped.
Fine, here's the 2 pounds. Come on, Dinah. Oh, by the way, clerk, could you tell me how to get to the Savoy Hotel?
No.
You mean to say you live here in London and you can't tell me where the Savoy Hotel is?
I can, but why should I cause them trouble?
Come on, Dinah, we'll... The fog has really moved in. You can't see your hand in front of your face.
Yeah, we've been walking for 20 minutes. I've never seen it so foggy.
You know, Dinah, I think the hotel is in the other direction.
No, no, Jack. We're going the right way.
But I'm sure when we went into that store, we came from that... Oh, gee, it's raining now. Mm. How do you like that rain and fog? Hey, I think I see someone. As soon as we get closer, I'll ask direction. Pardon me.
Yes?
Could you tell me where the Savoy Hotel is?
You're in the hotel now.
I am?
Yes, and please get out of my room. I'm taking a shower.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on, Dinah.
Ladies and gentlemen, by taking an interest in our schools, all of us can help make sure that the community we live in gets the best education for the money it spends and provides the best possible educational opportunities for our children. So please join and work with local civic groups and school boards. Remember, better schools make better communities. Good citizens everywhere will help. Thank you. Jack will be back in just a moment. But first, everybody, be happy, go lucky, and let's see what's cooking for Thanksgiving.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky, right? Be happy, go lucky, go lucky, right?
Turkey said, I'm glad to go and feed your family, but give me one last lucky strike called LSMFT.
We'll all enjoy Thanksgiving Day, the turkey and the stuffing, and then we'll light a lucky strike and have great pleasure puffing.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, go lucky strike, be happy, go lucky, go lucky strike.
Yes, light up a Lucky and enjoy the happy blending of perfect mildness and rich taste combined in one great cigarette, Lucky Strike. Perfect mildness? Remember, scientific tests confirmed by 3 independent consulting laboratories prove Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand. And you always get the full, rich taste of fine tobacco, too, because LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So be happy, go lucky. Try a carton of Lucky Strike.
Be happy, go lucky. Be happy, go lucky strike. Be happy, go lucky, go lucky strike today.
Well, Dinah, it was nice having you on the show. Now, how about having dinner with me tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack, but I'm having dinner with George tonight.
George? Who's he?
George Montgomery, my husband.
Oh, him. Fine guy. He never lets you out of his sight. We went to Houston last year for a benefit. George went with you. You came to New York last month to appear on my TV show. George came with you. Tonight he's with you again. What are you, Montgomery's ward? You know, Dinah, I can't take credit for that. Your husband gave me that joke.
He did?
Yes.
Come on, I'll go to dinner with you.
Be sure to hear Dennis Day in the Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Show that follows immediately. We'll be right back.